are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening, it means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and all other podcast platforms. We also kindly ask that you hit that follow button and leave a review. So today, we have an overwhelming amount of guests. It's a lot of people. This week, joining us from the Lights Out League, all championship contenders, the Final Four. So first, we have the Goliath, one-time champ, Mr. Titan himself, London. Second seed, the Commish, Macho Man Randy Savage, the three-time world champion, the team everybody loves to hate, let's face it, HHM. The third seed, you know him as Ryan, we know him as Why So Serious. Also a host of Fantasy Standard, not Arabian at all, Ryan. And the fourth seed, the man in many names, one-time champ, an apex predator, and John's worst nightmare, Shooter. How's everybody
doing? That's right.
Big fans. Everybody doing?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man? We got
good, man. What's going on?
How are you, man?
I feel like everybody's ready to talk some shit.
Yeah. More of it.
All right. So I'm going to start with the first seed here, and then I want everybody to go around because I have a question. I want each of you to tell me why you feel you've put yourself in a position to win a championship.
So I start. Yeah. I've been here since the beginning, man. Like, I feel like my team is... it's set, man.
Talking shit, bro.
You know, I mean, I just feel like my team, I can only beat myself, you know. If my team don't perform, that's the only way I feel like I'm going to lose. No disrespect to Ricky, but,
you know. Oh, fuck that. Respect Ricky. Disrespect Ricky.
Respectfully.
Whoa. Calm it down.
That's a good answer, though. We got HHM up next.
You know I'm here, man. Like you said at the beginning, just trying to get number four.
Wow. I don't know if that's impressive for you or if that's embarrassing for the league. I'm
trying to wrap my head around it. It's a lot of
that's
work.
That's embarrassing for the league.
This is my first year playing fantasy with a child in my life. It's
right. Congratulations.
I'm surprised I'm at this position, to be honest with you, because I still study, I do my research, but I don't put in the time that I used to.
Right.
I don't wake up every Wednesday morning at 3:30 setting an alarm, trying to pick up whoever someone didn't pick up, or you know. I haven't really played those games this year. Yeah. I did it once. I'll be honest, but you know, again, it's I think it's about 70% luck. The rest is knowledge and how you watch the game. We don't all watch the game the same. Like I said on
yeah
previous podcast when I was with you guys.
Yeah, the standard is the standard, guys. The standard is
the standard.
All right, so number three, what's up, Ryan?
You said, why do you think we're in this?
Why do you feel like you're here in a position to win a championship?
I mean, I think for everybody here, they're all previous champions. So it's something they've been through before.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, everybody knows for the most part that I have never won a championship, but I've been there many times and contending every single year. The thing is, like I said at the beginning of the year, and I probably told it and I've said it many times, I built this team to win it all. Like I came into this season and I came back, like I'm either gonna win it all or I'm not gonna win, obviously. But okay. I think this is the best I've ever set my team up to win it all.
Nice.
And that's saying a lot because I've been to three championships. But. Yeah.
I think that's well documented on this show for sure. How about you, Shooter?
I would have to say the trade being a good reason. that winning streak helped. Hmm. That 5-game winning streak set
which,
me up.
Which trade?
Well, let's talk about it since we're here. Tannehill.
I don't know which trade you're talking
supposed,
about.
That's supposed to waiver wire QB.
Yeah.
That guy? Yeah. He's winning some games for me.
You pretty much just got John's team.
Jonathan Taylor, you know, you get him when he's supposed to be good. Sorry, John. It happens.
I was mentioning this the other day. I think, and John is going to deny this, I think John made that move because the league got him away from Taylor.
Definitely.
Taylor was doing bad, bro. Taylor was doing bad. Like, Taylor's draft position and what he was putting out there every game was mm-hmm. just trash in comparison. You get me?
So the schedule was just so right for him.
Yeah,
but I think if I may, I think mm-hmm. I think John looked at that Week 16 matchup for JT, and he didn't want no part of it if he got to Week 16.
Got it.
That's why I think he traded him.
Look, go ahead, Mike. My bad.
I think he saw P. You traded for Mixon last year around the same time, right before the trade deadline, and then the boy woke up.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, you know, to me, you kind of had the blueprint. They did the same thing with AJ Green. Mm. Yeah, he's gonna play. Yeah, he's practicing. And he ain't come back last year.
Damn, that's true.
And they're not contending, so why bring him back? Same thing's gonna happen with CMC.
Wow. I mean, but the difference is CMC is the only one out of all of them that's gotten his money.
Mixon got paid.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
so it's just Cincinnati's really – Cincinnati, I guess, is they're weird with their injuries, right? I guess we can all agree on that.
Definitely.
All right, so I got a few more. Let's start with Ricky here. Who are your favorites, NFL favorites, to win the Super Bowl? Don't say the Raiders, bro. I'm playing.
You can't say that about any team that needs help to get to the playoffs, and we need help, unfortunately. Mm. The Ravens winning last night kind of messed that up.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm a defense minded. Mm-hmm. You get me? So you got to put the Steelers up in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the Kansas City. I mean. They're hard to stop, man. Like it's. I don't know how we beat them, to be honest with you. but it was a great game.
Yeah,
it was a great game. You get me? But mm-hmm. I put my money on the Chiefs.
Okay, the Chiefs. What about you, Mike?
Right now, week 15, I got Packers and Bills playing in Tampa.
Mm. Yo, you better be rooting for the Bills, bro.
Of course I'm rooting for the Bills. Fantasy season is over. Fantasy season will be over by then. My dark horse in the NFC, if Breeze comes back in the next 2 weeks, mm-hmm. I could see the NFC championship being Packers in New Orleans for that number one seed.
Yeah, New Orleans defense is trying its hardest to keep them in, man, but they need Breeze back.
Definitely.
Yeah. How about you, Alex?
I mean, I got the Chiefs and the Packers right now. That's, you know, they the two MVPs right now.
Ain't State Farm guys too?
Yeah, both State Farm guys.
you look. I think two people already said Kansas City. You look at Kansas City the past six games.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all been one possession wins. Mm-hmm. They ain't blowing nobody out no more.
Yeah,
but I think come playoff time that, you know, they built for the playoffs, you know what I mean?
You think they'll clean it up?
Yeah. It was happening last year. They were saying the Ravens, you know, mm-hmm. Ravens was gone. Like, once the playoffs started, you know, Mahomes is a different beast, man. And then Aaron Rodgers is like, he turned it up this year, so.
I've never seen someone throw so many one-yard touchdowns.
Yo, A-Rod, I saw a stat today. A-Rod's got 39 touchdowns. Their punter for the year has 38 punts. 39 touchdowns, 38 punts.
He won the MVP, man.
Mike, you did it again. You did it again, Mike.
And you can tell he's definitely gunning for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of records to beat. They broke a record last week. They got a couple more coming up.
Okay, and Ryan, who doesn't want to hear that at all.
it's gonna happen. He's gonna get his. I'm not worried about that. But Super Bowl wise, I think like everybody's been saying, man, Chiefs, Packers. I like the Steelers until my Washington football team beat them. I think the Steelers just rely too much on Big Ben, and he's too old now, man. You can't do that. That defense is falling apart. Sleeper for me, Cleveland Browns, man. I was a non-believer. Mm-hmm. They're real. They're the real deal.
Yeah.
It's the best offensive line. Best O-line in football. Yep. It ain't the Colts.
Football correctly.
They're pushing people around with that offensive line.
They just put up 42. That game last night was probably one of the game of the years.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Insane.
I got one last one before we head to the other side. I'm going to start with this one with Ryan.
Wait, P, who you got?
I don't know if you even want to.
Can't pick the Bills. I'm kidding.
I mean.
All right. So
Mike already did it.
I don't like going against Russ. I'm going to have the Seahawks in NFC. I love KC. You know, Andy Reid in the playoffs and Mahomes. Mahomes just lives for those moments. So if I can't pick the Bills, because I think the Bills are the only team that could really keep up with KC, let's forget about that game that happened during the season. I would love to see Josh versus Patty for that chance to go to the Super Bowl, but I'll take KC to win the Super Bowl if I can't pick the Bills. Nice. Sorry, I tried to like kind of sneak by that one. Let's go with Ryan. Let's start with Ryan. And this is a fun one before we head to the other side. Ryan, you either slapbox Chase Young or race Lamar for $1 million. Which one?
I'm not getting hit by Chase Young. He's too damn big. Lamar might, like, his hamstring might go bad or some shit.
Right. It's a good one.
I might have a better chance with that one.
Ricky, what about you?
Wait, race Lamar?
It's either slapbox Chase Young.
What you think you got a better chance?
Yeah, which one do you have a better chance at $1 million for? Slapboxing Chase Young or racing Lamar?
I can understand why he said this is gonna be fun. Don't make no goddamn sense, bro. What the fuck wrong with you? Really? Hey man, taking my chances.
It's an L. You gonna run?
No, just for the laugh. Just for the laugh. Just for that, I'm gonna be awake. You know what I'm saying? You hear me? Yeah.
That's a good answer. Good answer. HHM, what about you, brother?
Yeah, I'm running.
Yo, if Chase Young is chasing us, I think we might beat Lamar.
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Alex?
Yeah, I probably ain't going to win neither one, but he said probably. I know I'm not going to win either one, but I'll take the run in. So.
Nice. Okay. I will do neither. I'm not in this. I'm just the host. That's all. Let's, everyone, before we head to the other side, anybody, any final thoughts before we get into it? All right, let's head over to the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
And with that. Did you miss us? All right, so 2 cents. Let's see, Wheel of Fortune. Let's see who to start with. We're gonna start with, you know what, the finalist for the Troll MVP. I'm gonna give you the platform. This is your soapbox to start with. What's your 2 cents, Shooter?
What are we gonna do?
I'm going to just mute my mic for this one. I don't
even hold on.
This is directed at me.
No. What are we going to do with adding or removing players for next year? How are we going to approach that? When are we going to start approaching that? I mean, I know we set a date for a conversation about it. And We haven't spoke about it ever since, but I think we should speak on it a little bit more.
So you're referring to the fact that we added those positions essentially because of COVID, we've made an extra IR spot, right? Like, are you saying
that? Oh, no. I'm talking about manager.
Oh, okay.
I
think that that's a conversation absolutely that does need to happen. Personally, I think that we have an episode full of like pretty much every owner who's had a perspective on what's happened and maybe what they feel like they'd want this league to be competitive wise, right? I think we all want the same things. I'll let everybody speak to it. HHM, you're the commish, bro. Like, what do you think?
Trying to win a championship right now. I'm not worried about who's here next year.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of feel that's something that we've all agreed to kind of curb until after the season.
At least after the Super Bowl, the actual NFL Super Bowl. So
got it.
Late January, February.
Yeah.
You know, usually Yahoo opens the league back up for renewal right after the draft, which is last week of April.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll do something. We'll all set a date. And like I said, I want the 12 people on a Zoom call and we could all figure this out. You know, I've spoken to different managers privately. We'll discuss that next month or two months.
I agree. I like that. Anyone else want to add to that? All right.
that's good enough for me.
Nah, I like that though.
good enough for me.
Yeah. Let's see who sends. Let's go with Mr. Number One over here. Mr. I get a bye week. I'm the best team in the league. London. Let's go with you. What's your 2 cents?
My 2 cents are simple, bro. It's for Ricky, man. I hope you're ready for this weekend.
Bro. You want to start this now? We got like an hour left.
We haven't even got to the matchup yet. Say that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to start this now?
Yeah, we had some peace going. We had some peace talks here. Like,
I think it's time. I don't talk no shit on the chat. So, you know, got to throw it out there.
I like it.
You see, that's what I like. It's about time. You've been too quiet for too long, bro.
Talk your shit.
Yo, he was like, I'm not about those gifs and those memes, bro.
Nah. I respect Ricky, man. Ricky, you know, he's a great manager, so I know it's going to be a tough week, so, but I'm ready.
All right, bet. We got two left. I'm going to go with Ryan, home field advantage. You're going to go last. So, HHM, what's yours, brother?
Fantasy championship time, man. You know, you got to start looking at different teams, how they post things,
mm-hmm.
contract players, weather. It's going to be a lot more running.
Mm-hmm.
So, football, fantasy football, two
dropping
different
some
things.
Gems in
it's kind of the same thing.
Dropping some gems. What else? I'm taking notes.
It's to me, like I said, it depends on how you watch the games, who you follow.
Yes.
You know, and again, injury could happen at any given time. First play of the game, halftime, you lose one or two players because of injury. It don't matter how much luck you got. It don't matter how much skill, effort, research you put in. It's a wrap.
And now we have COVID. So it's like at any moment, you don't even have to have COVID. You just need to be next to someone that had COVID and it's over for you. 2 weeks at least, right?
And that's what I'm hoping none of these next 2 weeks matchups get affected. Because mm-hmm. if we get a situation like Des Bryant last week, an hour before the game, test positive, whether it was a false positive.
It was.
And, you know, say that's your quarterback. Say it's a Monday night. There is nobody else to pick up.
Mm.
That's going to hurt. It's gonna hurt big time.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
So the commission's telling y'all. He's telling
football. Football, fantasy football, same but different.
Mm. But same.
But still same.
But still same. Go ahead, Ry.
So my two cents real quick, just to shut everybody up in the chat. I've never been one to talk before I play in any type of sport or any type of fantasy thing. Everybody likes to talk it up and act like they know they're going to win. When, like we always talk about, Mike just said, it was a 70% luck. So we can brag and boast and say this and that. Mm-hmm. And the reason I address people after I win is because they lost. And that's what happens when you lose. You get addressed. And if you lose, I've never talked after I lost because there's nothing to be said. You called an L. So for me, I don't get riled up talking beforehand. And mm-hmm. I don't need that. It don't drive me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the results are the results.
Bruh, you can literally scroll up to go see ahead. It.
Yeah.
That you don't say nothing before game. That no. You don't say nothing. You can literally scroll up to see it and read it.
Go ahead. What I said?
What?
What I say? Read it for me.
I'm not gonna go scroll up and read it. You know how long those guys? It's like 1,000 messages. Are you kidding me right now?
Never right. Never talking like I'm gonna.
We need receipts. We need receipts.
There's a difference. There's a difference. Boy. There's a difference talking about players and stuff, but there's never talking about.
It's okay, bro. You're gonna make me scroll up. I got it.
Guaranteeing win. Never have I guaranteed.
Send those over to the fantasystandardtfs@gmail.com.
Got you.
never have I guaranteed a win this year. You can go ahead and keep looking.
Oh, I didn't say guarantee.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm saying that the smack, talking smack.
Of course, before of course. But after a while, mm-hmm. you got to shut people up. And look, winning shuts a lot of people up.
Yeah.
And we still hear a lot of people do. Who was talking.
And in my case, losing shuts
except,
a lot of people up.
Except John and Armagon.
Exactly. But like I said, they're different.
I wouldn't be on the chat that much after taking a fucking ass whooping in the first round. I'll just salute. I'll see you guys in 3 weeks to hand out the money.
Yeah. I personally think Keith and Carl deleted the app.
I think he definitely did.
Yeah, I'm going to give my two cents real quick. And speaking of Pootie, he paid for an advertisement. So for the newly confirmed business, Pookie's Luxury Service, offering premium luxury vehicles with an array of booking packages, make Pookie's Luxury Services your go-to. Whether you just took an L and you're running late to Elimination Air, or you just won the chip and you need to get to the winner's circle, call 1-800-GO-POOKIE. That's 1-800-GO-POOKIE now. Pookie's not responsible for accidents. Hidden rates may apply. Let's move on.
Hidden rates.
All right. Last reminder for the Lights Out TFS Awards. All of the categories are listed in our previous episodes. You can still vote. You have until We 16. We'll reveal the winners then. Send all of the votes to the fantasystandardtfs@gmail.com. Last week, matchup recap. So y'all ready?
Yeah.
I mean, we already know what happened. So it's just two matchups, right? So, so he's called Little Table now. That's cute. It's very cute. So, Pootie, who took a loss, devastating. He had the win, then he didn't, then he had the win. 118-124. Why So Serious pulls out the win. Ryan, how does it feel?
Feels good, man. That shit. That Monday night, holy shit. Nick Chubb was his scariest person, in my opinion.
In the chat, Pootie asked, I think it was, how much he asked how much he needed from Chubb to win. I said like more than 20 or 20 or something like that.
He got it, right?
Bro.
22.
It looked like he was going to get that in the first half.
He had 17 in the first half. I remember vividly. Because I was sweating.
I mean, there are certain moves like I saw. Yo, I don't know if anyone is as snake bitten in game as Ryan has been with zeros. I don't know if it's because of injury or just because you've had so many zeros and still put up 100 plus points, but that almost cost you in this game.
Yeah,
again, harder, right?
Again, luck.
Yeah,
you can't control injuries.
Yeah.
And I know when Pootie saw that, he was like, oh yeah, but that's why you got to have strong foundations, and we have the strongest foundation.
Be honest, how many people here thought Pudi was gonna pull it off Monday night?
That game, to me, that game was decided. Actual NFL game, last 6 minutes of the game, right before he pulled a Paul Pierce 2-point conversion by Dobbins, and then he came out, okay, threw the touchdown, and the next drive, the first 2-3 plays went to Andrews, which, yeah, was probably another 30 yards. So that's 5 points, yeah, right there. So, yeah, it would have been real close. It's real close. So,
and I think he had a chance for one more touchdown. I think Chubb had one more carry, like in the within the 7 yard range, that he got stopped on, and then Hunt came into the game.
Yeah, but a little bit before that, Baker throwing that interception midway, I think fourth quarter. That drive right there could have probably got Pudi over the Hunt. Yeah. Over the hump, yeah, for sure.
To close off this matchup, Pudi picked up Dallas defense and started them. And at Cincy, I think it's the Andy Dalton narrative that played a part in this, right? 20 points, and you sit there and you see that he puts in T.Y. Hilton and he gets 20 points. At some point, Ryan, did you think he just made the right moves?
Nah, I told him in the chat just earlier, he made great moves, man. But mm-hmm. sometimes great moves ain't good enough mm-hmm. when you're playing a good team. But again, like I said, I'm getting carried, right? I'm getting carried by one player. He's talking about somebody being, what was the word he said? Inconsistent?
Inconsistent, yeah.
Yeah, well, he was inconsistent this week with his overachieving. Hey. And he still lost.
All right. Moving
on. I was scared, but nah, not really.
Not really.
Because again, Dobbins, I knew this is why I traded James Robinson, because mm-hmm. I knew this was coming.
Yeah. Shout out to Pudi. I think this was his best year in the league. Yo, good year, my brother. Good luck to you and your Pookie luxury services. I fully support that endeavor. Next game, it was the 100. There was high stakes here. $100, right? Towards next year's.
Oh yeah.
And you know, the chance to eliminate John is always a bonus. So this was your third matchup between each other, right?
Yeah. Face each other in back to back games.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Actually, no, not back to back games. I faced Nelson, but it's 3 games we faced each other and I won 2.
Mm.
And thanks to his team.
He beat you with his team and then you beat him with his team.
So listen, explain a little
before
bit
the trades. Before the trades, he beat me.
Yeah.
And then after the trade, it was over. It was a wrap.
We mentioned in the beginning of the year that your team Ricky's team was a team that we weren't used to seeing. Remember? I think Ryan, me and you were talking about it in the recap. And if you look at his team now, that kind of looks more like a team that we'd expect from him.
Yeah.
But it was like I told you in the conversation, I had to switch it up in regards to my long-term plan for the season. And all the running backs that I wanted, which is gone. Mm. And I had to fall back and just rethink what I could do to make up for that. And it was just try to get as many wide receiver ones as I can to get some trades and get some running backs. Because my chances of landing an RB1 after everyone was picked up, it was tough, man.
Yeah.
So getting Hill, getting Juju, getting Fuller, getting Thielen, you get me? And it paid off. It paid off in the long term, just like I wanted it.
Yeah, I mean, someone mentioned that Gurley got you through. I think John mentioned that Gurley got you through a win streak you had early.
Yeah. No, Gurley helped a lot too, yeah, man. That winning streak in part was because of him getting rid of Juju. And in part, it was also luck because I got rid of Juju at a point where he wasn't really offering what I expected. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a couple of games that were off. And That's when Gurley was getting that goal line work and giving me those TDs. He really wasn't rushed getting them as much yardage, but those TDs came in handy, man.
Russell Gage, my brother, I think that was his highest. Oh, when I saw him throw a passing touchdown to Ridley, I said he would.
Yeah. I had to take a gamble, man. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't normally like to take those, but I had to at this point in the season with the options I had available. It was tough, man. And
I wouldn't have
I had to make it.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I gotta show you some love. I wouldn't have picked Russell Gage.
It's just this situation that I saw the Falcons in, and the fact that it was a no-brainer that they was gonna have to throw it. And he's a good player, man. He would be on another team. It would be either a one or a two, definitely. But Gage? You know, yeah, hell yeah, I believe so. He got Ridley and Julio right now.
I don't know about number one. He's too inconsistent. I don't know. Mike, what do you think about Russell Gage?
Man, he can't be a number one receiver.
He's inconsistent, right?
Yeah, he's not that good. Mm-hmm. Like a 75 on Madden, man. Talking about a number one. Come on now.
Hey, after this week, his points went up, baby.
He ain't gonna throw a touchdown every week. Cut it out. His numbers, you had the ball.
As long as Julio's out, you never know.
but his numbers without Julio is bad. Again, that's the luck part. That's the 70% I'm talking about, man. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have fucking started no Gage.
Well, it makes sense. Like, he's not going to get the same amount of points when he's not getting the same targets.
You tried to hit a home run because you knew John had you with Thielen, Kelsey, and Ridley. That's what you had to worry about. So you had to go there. Mm-hmm. Shit, you have balls. You started Taylor and Hines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That was my goal from the
rip. I know, I'm fucking with you.
That was my goal from the rip. My biggest question mark, and I'm gonna keep it real. My biggest question mark was always that flex spot.
Mm-hmm.
I was back and forth with the players that I had, and I knew I wasn't gonna start.
I think you saw Indy running backs against your favorite NFL team. You know how bad they were.
You know your team.
Fuck it. I'm starting these two players against them.
Again, I'm gonna say it again. I knew who I was starting a long time ago.
I knew I was starting
Hines and Taylor, bro.
Who said that? Who said you don't believe it?
Come on, bro.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it.
You just said the key word. I know how bad our run defense is. Are you kidding me? Especially with shifty running backs.
But when it came down to it, that's why if they were playing any other NFL team, any other of the 30 NFL teams, you wouldn't have started both of them.
No, hell no, I'm just saying, it's just, I know my team.
Maybe against Houston.
And as of late, their defense has been like historically bad.
Mm.
You get me? So that's why the defensive coordinator got fired.
You gonna do it again this week?
No. Maybe no.
Yo, real quick. Yo, is Ricky probably?
I will let you know.
Yo, is Ricky one of the only people to start two teammates in the same year in his lineup?
John started the Broncos backs, I think, a year or two ago.
I'm saying more than once.
Two pairs. So he's had Jefferson and Thielen.
Probably. And then Hines and Taylor.
And if you could start Ahmed and Gaskin, you would. It's like,
nah. Nah, hell no. Never.
Yo, one thing I wanted to pick your brain. I mean, we can go around the room. Next year, if we're drafting, where does Taylor go?
Third round.
He's definitely, I don't think he'll go in the first round.
There's so many
running backs. Yeah. It's a big stable. I just think, you know, Marlon Mack is probably not going to come back with the team. Maybe he will. But, you know, Frank Reich likes shuffling his running backs. He's not going to stop that, right? Hines, more than likely, if Rivers is there, Hines is going to be there. So where does a guy, like, where do you value him? Because if you're a John and you take him where you took him this year, you thought you were going to get what Ricky's getting now, right? But what if you take the same thing and you take him in the third round next year and the same thing happens? Is it worth it?
I honestly think he's gonna go in some leagues at in the second round. Some people are gonna pick him up in the second round, definitely. In our league, I don't know, man.
You never know. If you don't go in the third, tell me where James Robinson is gonna go.
Oh, he's got to go at least in the second
round. Yeah, James Robinson is definitely going in the second round.
Exactly. Yeah. So Taylor's got to be, I think, in the third round.
Yeah. But even so, it's like, oh man,
but which Taylor am I getting? You got to take into account the fact that we go after so many running backs so early. So who's gonna be available then? Mm. You get me? Like
Kareem Hunt.
What are the chances that you got something better? You get me, like
Mike, like shut up, bro.
John going court running back four picks in a row. I believe the way that things went.
Before we move on, Alex, what do you think about and anybody else wants to answer? I'm curious about Gronk. Did you see this from Gronk? Did you feel like this year we were gonna get this?
Nah, I mean, from everything they were saying, like it was gonna be a block, and you know, I didn't really see it. You ain't see it at the beginning of the year, but no. I mean, Gronk and Brady, you know, that's like his best friend, so you know, it's not surprising.
I mean, he does look a little quicker than he did when he retired, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much just catching touchdowns though right now, so it's not like he has mad yards. He's just.
Gronk was not going to be left on the waiver wire.
No, hell no.
You know, I looked at him so many times, I was like, nah.
Was like, somebody was going to have him on the bench until he went off, and then that's a start.
Yeah. Bro. As soon as I saw you started, I was like, he would score. I feel like everybody else can pick a tight end except me. But we're not here about me. So let's get into the matchups. This is one thing I do want to say before I left off, and I'm curious to hear from the bye week guys, because there's a certain psyche that has to go into this week. And I know that Mike, I took a look at your team and I noticed you were the highest scoring team in the league unofficially. And then Alex, I know that you're coming off a bye, first place team. So I'm curious to get what's your mentality? Did you guys like go through the motions of like setting the lineup? What would my waiver wires be like? What did you guys do for your bye week?
Go ahead, Alex.
I mean, I told you when we spoke on the pod the last time, I was gonna set my lineup for I was playing that week. And mm-hmm. If you look at my team, I put up like 135 last week. So
yeah,
you hear that, Ricky?
I feel good about it. I feel good about it. So you know. That's what I did. I mean, I didn't make that many waiver wire moves because there was really nothing there to pick up. You know what I mean? So,
oh, here you are again. These little crumbs, you peasants. You, we had my
team. He's like, I got no more room.
Nah, it wasn't. It wasn't nothing to pick up, man. I the waivers that I put in, they was picked up before me. So,
oh, like Jalen Hurts.
I did go for Jalen Hurts.
I saw that.
So, you know. I'm used to it.
How about you, Kamish?
Yeah, man. I had still go through the motions. Can't lack at this point. You got to keep it consistent. Doing something for 13 weeks, you're going to keep it. Got to stay in it. You know? Put up one, I think, 137. Julio's injured. Who knows if he comes back?
You hear that, Ryan?
Mm-hmm. I seen it. I seen it on Thursday. Yeah. Got it.
So it's these guys behind me right here.
Oof.
That's 60 every week, hopefully.
There you go.
That's, you know, if anyone else pops off, you know, hopefully Breeze is back this week. Yeah, you know, Eckler, let's see what Eckler does for this new defensive coordinator.
That's not happening, my brother.
You know what? Let's get into the playoff bracket. Let's go through the matchups, and then we're going to get into the matchups. What do you guys think? Because I feel like you guys are just ready to talk so much shit to each other. We might as well just get there, right? So the first matchup we have is HHM and Why So Serious, HHM being the second seed at 9-4. Why So Serious? Bro, are you projected 126? I just looked. It was 117.
Yeah, but that's because Galladay is in there, so I'm just hopeful.
Oh, you doing this again with Galladay, bro?
Hey, I got to go through the motions.
Killing me with Galladay.
Hey, hey, I'm not using Pudi's prayers. I know that.
And then the next matchup is the 100, our boy Shooter, against Dead Presidents, the number one team. 7-6 came in as a fifth seed, and 11-2 is the first seed. Let's go first into HHM and Why So Serious. Let's get into this matchup real quick. Because, I mean, I wish my team was like this. Damn, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong?
Oh, damn. Derrick Henry's at 19. See, that's when they went crazy.
Okay.
That went up.
So, Mike, let's get into your head here a little bit. What are you seeing? As soon as you see this matchup, what are you looking at?
Derrick Henry. Ryan said that's who's carried him. We know Galladay's not playing for the rest of the year. A-Rob, I think, had maybe 50, 60 yards against Minnesota at home. But again, I think that might have been with Nick Foles. So Russ against Washington, that's a little scary. How much is Aaron Jones going to get? How much is that's get down to the nitty gritty. It's Aaron Jones here.
Yeah. One thing I want you to hold that thought. I got a few names that I want to give you because I just saw this today. Latavius Murray, Nyheim Hines, Jeff Wilson, and Rex Burkhead all have as many 20 plus point fantasy games this year as Aaron Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I don't know if it's the contract thing, new agent the other day,
yeah.
Rosenhaus. I don't know, man. I read somewhere today they might just be saving them for the playoffs, for the actual playoffs.
Oh man, I thought Ryan probably your fantasy playoffs. Hell yeah.
Aaron Jones is not carrying me this whole season, so he's a bonus.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whatever he does is bonus.
I mean, it's a luxury to have Aaron Jones as your RB2, no?
Oh, definitely. You always got a good floor.
Better than both of
them.
Listen,
as bad here, y'all want a stat? As bad as Aaron Jones has been, mm-hmm. he's still a top RB.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And that's being cock-blocked by the MVP right now.
Yeah. Yeah, because all of those touchdowns that you saw Jones getting at the one last year, they're now becoming throws for some reason.
But don't we go through this every year? Free Jones, free Jones.
I mean, they freed him last year, and then he wanted to get paid. And then this, I agree with Mike, and I've told P this. They're trying to lower his numbers, so at the end of the year, they can be like, hey, look, you did worse than last year. Why do you want more money?
Exactly.
That's exactly what they're doing.
It's a business. It's a business, man. It's a business. We play a fake game. It's real business over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. But Aaron Jones, all he needs is
one play, exactly.
So they don't exactly. want they don't they you can't stop that. Not you, Mike, but the Packers can't stop that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I think they still manage to give him 15 touches a game. And when you look at the game, it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
Right? I just feel like LaFleur and Rodgers are on the same page. Fuck, you know, I don't think LaFleur was in on drafting Jordan Love in the first round, second round, whatever the fuck they did. Mm-hmm. I think they're out to prove a point. But then again, come real NFL football,
right?
Fresh Aaron Jones is going to be dangerous in January and February. And, you know, because everyone's going to come out thinking Packers are going to throw. Mm-hmm. They got a beast back there.
Yeah, they do.
So we'll see, man. We'll see. But regarding fantasy-wise, looking across the board, like I said, I think I match up pretty well. Aaron Jones is a wild card. It's an interesting week because we got a Thursday game and we got a couple Saturday games.
Right. Yeah, you have important players in that Saturday game. And he
right.
has...
Right.
And he has... okay, so...
And he's got a heavy 1 o'clock schedule on Sunday.
Right.
And a 1 4 o'clock game. So this matchup could probably be decided by 4 o'clock.
Also, is that why you reserved the was that why you sent the booking for the Pookie's limo service?
Just in case.
just it don't make sense now.
Because there's only one person that would be playing on Monday night, and I think Alex has him if he decides to go that way. But I think both matchups will be decided on Sunday night, obviously.
And one thing that was brought up to me by our statistician, Ryan, is that you two have played three times in the playoffs.
This is the third time, I think.
Yeah, this is the third time. I'm sorry. The final, Mike won the championship against Ryan. And then in a semifinal, Ryan won in the year that Ryan played against London. So this is the third one. This is a tiebreaker.
Okay. Interesting. One and one.
Plot thickens.
Teams match up pretty. Team, again, man, let's see. I think my wild card, to be honest with you, all the other names aside, I think it's the Rams defense against the Jets.
That's what I'm scared of. Besides, yeah. Obviously, the two.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think Kamara only because Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees heightens his value to a Henry level, in my opinion, right? But without him, he's more of an Aaron Jones level, you know, it's a bad thing, right? Like I'm saying it like it's a bad thing, but you know, with Kamara, it's funny how he can fluctuate depending on if Breeze is in there versus when Taysom has been in there.
Well, I mean, it's promising. Last week he had seven catches, 7 out of 9, I think. So involving him again, but again, let's see, man. Kansas City, high scoring game. Eckler against Vegas. Godwin has been shit. AB has been shit. I think adding AB to Tampa Bay, real football wise, wasn't a good move.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just too many mouths to feed, you know.
And HHM wise either.
And yeah, exactly. Because you know I got love for AB. I would love for AB to be in there, but
you know what's crazy? We were having people on, and people kept telling me about your affinity for AB, and I was like, I always knew you loved AB, but. It didn't click until like people started like, and I was like, damn, that's true. He's always starting them. Why?
Yeah. But can't make, that's what I mean. Can't make those type of mistakes come playoff time. So
I got a question. But we'll see. I got a question real quick for everyone regarding AB. How many people here would still roster and start or just at least roster AB?
I would still roster him because I feel like he's a handcuff. If Evans or Godwin, either one of them go down, boy's gonna, you know, he gets a decent amount of targets, and he catches all of them. I think he maybe dropped two since he's been there, so I'll take it.
They got him for a reason, man.
Yeah,
and he's still good. I mean, the deep ball went last week to I think Anthony Miller.
I saw that. Miller, yeah, yeah, it was Miller. It was Miller. Got him. Scotty Miller,
Miller. You know, so we'll see, man. We'll see how it goes.
How about you guys? Would you all roster?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, definitely. I have to.
If he was on my roster, he wouldn't do anything because I can't get any points from receivers. So
except
so it's been useless.
Except the dog Allen Robinson, who I gotta show some love to.
This yeah, man. Like
Eddie, baby.
Yeah, I got it.
And you get him every year. Every year you get Allen Robinson, man.
The floor is the standard.
Yeah.
That's the most standard safe guy you can get in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I think I stole him. I think I got him madly.
Yeah.
Let me check. Just
while you're looking, I did also notice that Mike won the regular season matchup between you two, right? Mm-hmm. Is that considered the tiebreaker? That's my question.
For
me, that doesn't count. Ryan got too cute that week. That's basically what it was.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like he was putting a DFS lineup in there. Straight up.
When you lose your floor guy, you got to get cute.
Yeah, but you know, you had a lot of balls that week, and you didn't have to. You had the bench players that
I mean, I had Parker who finally did something, but again, I start Parker this week, 0 points. So is it luck or is it?
My lord, Parker's just Parker's been a.
It looks good after the fact. That's what people don't realize. Like, Yeah. It looks good after the fact, but then you start a guy like Russell Gage and it works. And then, I mean.
Okay, I'm interested. Are we going play, usually like how you guys do it?
You want to, yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Let's go through the advantage. We got the little narratives out of the way. So in quarterback position, who has the advantage here, guys?
A-Rod going shred him.
Yeah.
A-Rod going shred him.
I just hope he gets benched in the fourth, just like Russell Wilson got benched last week.
Yeah, but if A-Rod gets benched, then Jones is going to get benched too. Again, if they're saving him, they're definitely going to save him.
But you lose two guys, I lose one. That's fine.
Yeah. That's a good strategy. That's a good strategy.
And they both connected. One can't do one without the other. Yeah. I think, look, let's be realistic, man. Aaron Rodgers has been unreal, man. I've been saying it all year, and it's me complaining about him. He's on an MVP run, man. He's on I thought I was trash tour, and he's showing everybody he's still the GOAT.
That has the highest possibility. Rodgers game benched, point blank.
Yeah. So you also have A-Rod.
Who, me?
Yeah.
All of y'all picking A-Rod advantage on this matchup.
Yeah.
All right. Let's push that one. So we have let's go the two wide receivers versus the two wide receivers, except for the artist formerly known as Kenny Galladay. So we'll go with Davante Adams, who's been an RB1, and Godwin against Robinson, who's been steady as they come. I would personally give the advantage to Mike because of Adams' RB1 potential.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, look, definitely. If we rank all receivers in order, I think it's Adams, Robinson, Godwin, and then who the hell ever decides to get put in that spot. But
yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, definitely has the advantage.
What do you got, Ricky?
Yeah, definitely. Mike. I had to look at his bench again. I'm like, he's still got pride. No. I was trying to get some hope for you, but no, it's not happening. All right,
let's move over to where things might shift. So we have Kamara and we have Eckler against the King and Aaron Jones. What do you guys got here?
I'll go last.
Give it to Ryan. I'm gonna give it to Ryan.
Okay.
Because of Henry,
the difference maker.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Let me ask y'all a question before y'all answer. Does Breeze not being in the game, does that change your perception of this matchup?
Of course, because it changes the complete narrative towards Kamara. Like, he's not the same player.
But to me, against Kansas City, they're gonna have to score.
Of course, it's not gonna be the same.
Hill's
gonna get a lot of those TDs.
Yeah, I don't know. He struggles in the first half. I think James is coming in. That's what I would like to see, but that's a whole different story. But again, let's see what Breeze.
You think Kansas City has the defense to make him?
I don't think he's.
You think Kansas City has the defense for that?
I don't think he. Cornerback wise, safety wise, Henry's playing Detroit, so you got about 25 right now.
Oh, yeah.
Worst defense against the run. Yeah. Boy, A. Jones was not a true running back.
Yeah,
he was getting real running back work. Put up 40 on him.
Yeah.
But again, that might come down to game flow. You know, I think Chase Daniels is starting. I don't think it's Stafford. So they blow him out early. I hope
Henry can get 30 in the first half. That's all he needs.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm hoping they just come out and light him up and keep.
You mean Tannehill?
Keep him fresh. Tannehill, yeah.
Keep him fresh.
Hey, Mike, I'm gonna tell you one thing. He's 500 yards away from 2,000.
Yes.
They killed him to get the rushing record last year.
They
don't kill him to get 2,000.
Yeah. I think he needs 164 a week.
Mike, this is a Derrick Henry game, not a Tannehill game.
I hear you. All right, that's why I said 25.
This guy.
He said 25.
I'm giving the dude 25. What else do you want me to do?
Look at the 25.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right. So it's fair to give. I think I'm going to agree with the Henry Jones combo here for the advantage.
Look, all I need is, again, listen, if Eckler pops more thing, off on Thursday, all I need is 20 plus.
If Eckler pops off on Thursday, we might be able to balance things out. Eckler needs to go off on Thursday. That's big.
Yeah. You know, it feels like Herbert doesn't quite know or is still learning how to play with Eckler.
He's been worse the past 3-4 weeks since Eckler's been back. Too many, a lot of dump offs. He's not lighting it up like when Josh Kelly and Justin Jackson was playing. He couldn't trust them, you know. Mm-hmm. So again, we're gonna see Thursday night.
He's got a good matchup. Hopefully. He's got an exploitable matchup for sure. So it should be a good one to watch. And that's I think it's good to have a Thursday game like that where it's just one player because you kind of get to set the tone in the matchup too, right?
Right. And again, Saturday I got two. Ryan has got one. Oh, no, he's got two on Saturday too.
Mm-hmm. Some big ones.
So
Mike, it's gonna be a fun weekend. If Eckler scores under 10, is that a disappointment for you?
Definitely.
Yeah.
In this type of matchup,
hell yeah.
In this type of matchup, I'm not playing, no disrespect to John, Pootie, anyone else, but we got to be close to one another in a running back for me to have a chance.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. You blow me out by like 30, 40 with both of those running backs, it's a wrap.
Mm. I kind of agree if Devontae wasn't having the year he was having, because I feel like Devontae could kind of offset that the way he's been playing.
Yeah, the only chance I have for that is if Allen Robinson somehow can match Devontae even like 5-10 points away. Like if Robinson comes out and gives me that four piece, it's over. It's over for that receiver matchup.
Yeah, exactly.
But if he can do like a touchdown in 80 and Devontae gets his three touchdowns and 180 million yards, then I mean, I still feel a little bit better.
Yeah. So we're all taking the why so serious running backs here on this side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Tight end. I would have pushed it if Wentz was in there. I just think Jalen Hurts. It looks like he plays a different style. And Andrews, ever since Boyle went down, Andrews has been, you know, at least a 6 or 7 floor.
Yeah, that's true. I think Hurts being back too is,
yeah.
Hurts hasn't done shit, man.
Nah. I know about that. So trust Hurts, me. He hasn't.
Nah, I just don't. I don't think Hurts is gonna be there next year. I don't mean he's done anything, but I mean like since he's been back, Goddard's numbers has been a little bit down. Not by much, but
yeah. So I mean, advantage. Who do you guys give the advantage to here?
Oh, Andrews gets the advantage on this one.
I think so.
Yeah,
we'll give it to Andrews. Let's go over to flex, which I think that first few weeks you'd say this is Hunt, no problem. But I think you know in recent history you can sort of push it. Maybe Hunt tips the scale a little bit. What do you guys think?
I think it's even. Yeah, I think it's even. He gets, speaking of Hunt, if he gets 10, 12 carries, that's kind of what they've been giving Dobbins anyway. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they're doing over there.
Mm-hmm. At all.
Shit, they might come out this week and it might be Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram ain't even played last night. Like,
no, he started the first series, apparently.
They start the game, every game, with a 2-yard run by Mark Ingram and then he sits the rest of the game.
Yeah.
So I think it's even, but that's just me personally.
Okay. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's even. I mean, Dobbins is like, he's going to be a stud, man, but they don't use him like as a feature back. You know what I mean? And Hunt is in a timeshare too. So,
Man, Hunt looks good. They both look good, man.
Let me ask you guys a question. Who would you rather have right now, J.K. Dobbins or Cam Akers, because those are two rookie running backs that we knew we were going to pop off, or Jonathan Taylor. Out of those three, who would you rather have right now?
Ricky.
Are you counting matchups, or are you just counting straight up?
No, just the player. The player moving forward on that team.
Akers, for this year?
Akers, for this year? Yeah, Akers, Dobbins, or Taylor.
I would go Taylor, Akers, Dobbins.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. It's the offensive line, man.
Yeah, the coach for the Rams. Next week he might be like, you know what? I changed my mind.
I don't know.
I would say Akers
looks amazing, man.
Yeah, Akers does look good.
That's what. But again, if anybody gets 25 carries and you're a good enough running back, I mean, that's the problem that's happening in Baltimore. But again, opportunity is key.
Yes. Nah, Akers definitely passed the eye test.
Oh yeah.
He definitely passed the eye test.
What about you, London? Who would you take?
I'll take Akers. Akers first, then Taylor, then Dobbins. Right now.
How about you, Mike?
Akers, Dobbins, then Taylor.
Yeah. That's my order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does quarterback have to do anything with that?
No, man. I'm talking about just a player gets 15 to 20 touches a game. What can they do with it?
And just look at James Robinson.
Akers,
quarterback.
Yeah.
Akers, that boy looks good.
Yeah.
Nah, he's fast.
And Dobbins is a close second. I'm not going to put him too far away from that.
Look, I'm going to be honest. In this flex matchup, and I'm not saying it because it's on my team. I'm just literally just looking at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And based on matchups and all of that, Jacksonville, one of the worst teams against the run. I think the Ravens are favored by 14 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see Dobbins getting 15 plus carries this game. And that's the only reason I'm giving him a little bit more of an edge than Hunt. But again, Hunt is so explosive. We saw it last night. That if the Browns are blowing the Giants out, you can forget about Hunt. If it's a close game like it was last night, Hunt is going to... He's going to cook. And again, the Giants defense is really good. So it might be close enough for Hunt. He's going to have to do something.
Man, I personally think that rotation's here to stay in Cleveland. It doesn't matter what the game script's going to be. I think Hunt's going to be effective regardless.
Man. Oh, yeah. But I mean, it matters more when it's close for him.
Yeah. It would. Absolutely. Man, the way that offense, that's the first time I looked at the Browns like, man, this team.
I kept saying, and I think I told you, P, I'm like, how is this team? Because I hate Baker Mayfield. But at the end of the day, it's like, damn, he's just doing what he's being told to do. He's Mark Sanchez.
He's the most cringeworthy quarterback in the league, bro.
Yeah, he's so cringy to me.
All right, so let's move on to the kickers. I think you can push this one, right?
Yeah, they're playing against each other.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's the same thing, pretty much same kickers. I'm gonna push it. Everybody else, what do you guys think? Push.
I'm actually going with Bass here, not Lux. I'll put it out there.
Okay,
dude, see, playing in Denver, the boy's got a leg. All I need is 250 yarders. Get me double digits.
Mile high, right?
Mile high, wind, whatever it is. Boy's got a leg, so.
Okay.
Lutz.
Who Ryan got?
Fucking up. Past two
Butker.
Weeks.
Harrison Butker.
Oh, Buckner.
Yeah, I would say a push. So. Quinn Buckner.
Yeah. I changed my mind. I'm not going to push it anymore. I'm going to pick Bass. Moving on to the next one. it's the Rams defense against the Jets. Rams at home. Oh, man. And then Buffalo at Denver. Oh, my God. These defenses are... I think Denver is the most... Is the friendliest against defenses, aren't they?
The third most.
Yeah, but that didn't work out last week, man.
Yo, it didn't.
Well, we realized that Carolina is trash.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it was more personnel than it was team.
It didn't work out last week.
I started Carolina in another league last week. That shit was disappointing.
Did you take an L? It sounds like an L happened.
Yeah, I took an L.
So your main focus is this league, is what you're saying?
Nah, I'm still in the playoffs in another league.
Flex.
Ouch. anyone else? What are we doing?
I'm taking the Rams.
Yeah, I'm not even looking
all
at
the way.
I just need double digits somehow from the Bills.
You had me.
The Bills, the thing with the Bills, again, I drafted the Bills. I think I had them for 9-10 weeks, and I dropped them They don't carry a good defense on the road. Besides the Jets game, the other highest game I think on the road was 8 points. So,
yeah, Vegas disagrees with you.
We'll see. I'm just looking at their past history over here. You know, you got a negative two on there.
At the Jets, they actually got 16.
16. That's anywhere else. The highest is 8.
Well, Seattle, nobody expected that.
And with the Jets, you got to kind of consider the source, right? Because it's the Jets, so you you'd kind of double.
Division game.
So it's really eight. Yeah.
So, that's why I got the Rams on this one,
bro.
Yeah, I'm not going against that. The Rams is the number one defense this week.
Isn't Denver's turnover differential the worst in the league?
Yeah, plus minus 18, I think.
And it's not even close, right?
Yeah, it's minus 18.
Yeah, let's see what happens when Locke has to play real cornerbacks.
Yo, I like this, man. I'm going to go with the Jets because I hate Adam Gase. I'm going to go with the Rams defense, but this is a pretty
good matchup. I just need 10 from this defense. That's it.
Yeah. Man, you guys, I mean, this is a good matchup. So I'm going to go around here. We're going to have to start picking. I'm going to save the two managers involved in this matchup for last.
I'm not picking.
Okay, you're not picking? All right. How about you, AJ?
I'm not picking against myself, so I don't have to pick.
All right, so both of you picking each other. Got it. London, who you got in this match?
Wow, man. This is a heavyweight matchup right here, man. Man, I don't know, man.
he said next.
Yeah, for real. I mean, I don't know, man. Honestly, I don't know.
This is like you push this one. It's almost hard to pick.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to the defenses. That's what I think is going to come down to.
It does. It looks like it's going to come down.
Because I got the quarterback advantage. I got the wide receiver advantage. And he's got me on the running back advantage, the tight end advantage, and possibly the flex.
Yeah.
And then whether it's Bucker, whether it's a waiver wire pickup, I'm telling you, I'm going with Bass.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really going to come down to both defenses.
Yeah.
I think that's where the game is going to be decided. Like, I don't think it's going to be a blowout either way. I think it's going to be maybe within 10 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be someone.
I just did against the defense who scored 20. So.
Yeah.
Exactly. I got my key things to look at here is the quarterbacks because – Russ hasn't really been cooking. He did last week with 4 touchdowns. You're probably not going to get that this week, but you probably will get a good game, hopefully. And then A-Rod, I think if you're looking at A-Rod as an outsider, someone that's not enjoying that success, you say, is this train just going to continue to roll? Because if it does, it's going to be tough to beat that, especially when he has Davante Adams combine that. I will say, I think that if you were to put a team or a few teams to play Mike or play Ryan, I think they're playing each other kind of. These two teams match up so well against each other. So that being said, I'm a host. I don't have to pick. It's unless y'all need a tiebreaker.
Did Ricky pick? Ricky pick yet?
Ricky, who you got?
I was hoping that was good.
I'll be the tiebreaker.
Oh, man.
Ricky's going to pick against the team that he would potentially play next week. That's
okay.
Basically how Ricky's going to pick.
Okay, got it.
No.
I got too much thinking.
Whoa. What are you trying to say? Anyway, I honestly think Mike do it, man. I think the fact that New Orleans has to keep up with Kansas City,
yeah,
Kamara's is gonna get his touches. He's gonna get his points,
mm-hmm.
I feel a lot better about it
if Drew comes back.
Yes.
Drew's not coming back. I'm sorry to let you know that now. He's on my bench chilling. he's gonna stay there.
Would you have started him?
If he came back? Yeah. Nah, not in the playoffs. First game back from an injury.
It wouldn't have been tempting, like, ooh.
Nah, hell no. With Tannehill? Nah.
He comes back, there's a lot of dump offs to Kamara. And that's what I want to see. Because it's going to be quick passes. He ain't getting touched.
Yeah, so that does change it. So who you got, Rick?
Mike.
Okay. So is that one for Mike, one for Ryan, or is that both for Mike?
I'm gonna go with Ryan.
Okay.
Thanks for the pity.
I'm gonna give it to Ryan strictly because I don't know if Kamara. I hope, like, because I love Kamara. I think he's a great player. I'm a big fan of Henry in December. Huge fan. I think that is the little added element that's gonna maybe tip it a little bit over for Ryan. But I am excited to watch this matchup from the first game to, and dude, I don't even have a horse in a race, you know what I mean? So this is what you want for fantasy playoffs, these matchups right here. So good luck, gentlemen. We're gonna move on to the next matchup. And then there were four. So we have Shooter versus London. I'll be your proxy. I'll be Shooter, bro.
All right.
Yeah. So in the regular season, you won the matchup, right?
Yeah. Big time.
Yes. we have here a battle of two teams that kind of had different stories, right? I think you know, London's pretty much at the top, and then Ricky worked his way and fought his way to where he was. I mean, respectably. So what do you guys see here on this team? Mike, I'm gonna start it with you. When you look at these teams, and then I want London, I want you to follow up. What do you see here with this matchup?
Kyler Murray against Philly, that's gonna be tough. I think that's a tough matchup. Is at home. Kyler's gonna, you know, do his usual 60 yards rushing probably. So that's an extra six right there. Mm-hmm. As a football fan, I think it's going to be a blowout in Tennessee, especially if Stafford don't play. So advantage there, I would give it to Tannehill. Mm-hmm. I think he would outscore Russell. Tyreek against New Orleans, high scoring. I can see that. AJ Brown, I think that's pretty even. But then again, he's got points getting taken away because of Tannehill with A. Brown. So,
ooh, I forget about that. Yeah.
But so again, is it going to be a running game? Is it going to be a passing game?
Exactly.
Jefferson, I love Jefferson. I don't know who. I think London, you drafted Jefferson and dropped him. And yeah. Now,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I did.
Jefferson against Chicago, they've been suspect the last 3-4 weeks.
No, they've been terrible against wide receivers the last few weeks.
Yeah. Dalvin against Chicago, or Taylor against Houston,
which one do you think of these two is the league could be a league winner? Out of these two, if you had to pick
between Dalvin and Taylor,
how they're playing right now.
Shit.
The fact that we have to think about it, doesn't that say something?
He's got the talent, man, but I still wouldn't be able to trust Jonathan Taylor, to be honest with you. But again, the matchup, it's Houston, you know what I mean? But again, they're like, you know, a couple weeks ago, they gave him 22 carries. He had 90 yards. He had 11 points that week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, yeah, they gave him 13 carries. He got 19. He finally reached the second time, I think, all season, 20 or above carries, and he ended up with 28 and a half. So, depends on the workload. Houston, run defense, I think. I don't know, man. I think that's pretty even with the slight edge to Dalvin. Ricky's got the next three spots open. Miles Sanders, all he needs is one.
Yeah,
And he looks way better with Hurts.
With Hurts, definitely, better,
for sure,
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
The
whole team does.
no shot that
way. Gesicki being hurt forces Alex to go with Cook.
That was a big loss.
Good matchup. Yeah, again. Definitely.
Again.
Yeah, just don't draft tight ends, bro.
Yeah, man.
Receivers for me. I can't pick any receivers. I'm gonna just draft.
No.
No luck, no luck. I'm hoping for a touchdown. That's it.
Are you really starting Gus the Bus? Ooh.
I mean, Ryan said it earlier with the Jacksonville being one of the worst run defenses. You know what I mean? And Gus had like 7 carries, I think, when Monday.
I'll tell you right now.
And he had like 2 touchdowns and like, I don't know how many yards, like 6, 70, 80
7 carries, 49 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I'm going to need him to share the wealth this week, all right? Just let me
get it.
The game before that was 7 carries, 101 yards.
Yeah, man, you know, so.
It's his and Dobbins' backfield now.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I could put Damian Harris there, but, you know, he got kind of dinged up, and that backfield is kind of crazy, too. So.
Light flex alert, light flex.
Yeah.
Yay.
But yo, Ricky team, you know, Ricky's done his thing, man. I'm scared of Tyreek Hill. That's what I'm scared of, honestly. Taylor too, because he's facing Houston.
Yo, real quick question to everybody. Is Tyreek Hill the Dalvin Cook of running backs?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because he's literally the same type. Like, we're scared to draft them because they get hurt, but. When they in there, it's 30 piece by accident.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way Andy Reid is such a good coach, man. I mean, obviously that's understating it, but what they can do with Tyreek Hill, the fact that the teams know that he's gonna get the ball,
and he still gets it every week.
I mean, that the end around that he got where he kind of like stopped at the line. I don't know if you guys saw the video. But he points at the guy. When he stops at the line, when Tyreek Hill stops at the line, Patty Mahomes tells Hill, "You got 40 something," like a linebacker, basically telling him, "You're gonna block that guy." So as soon as he hikes the ball, Tyreek Hill, that's when he like did that. It was a jet sweep, right, where he passed it to him in the front. So he just pitched it to him. I'm like, dude. The fact that they had enough coordination to like plan that and say, "Yo, you got 49," like that fake. You know, that's Andy Reid, man. That's a well-coached team. And you know, Tyreek Hill, speed. Man.
That speed is like.
When he turned that corner, I thought they were going to tackle him.
Yeah, nah. Andy Reid.
To me, Tyreek Hill is Antonio Brown from 3 years ago. You give him enough targets, you know.
I don't think Antonio Brown had that.
No, not the speed. Though, AB like will catch it.
Yeah, so what?
On a slant round, 10, 15 yards and take it to the house.
Yeah, his stats are like.
But
like
stats, what, yeah. Gotcha, you know what I mean? Gotcha. 7 targets. 7, 11, 15, 14, 18 targets. You know, and no, come on, 15 targets, 269. 45 points, 45 fantasy points. Targets. This is crazy. 18 targets. He caught 9 for a 113 and 2 touchdowns. Like, it's Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So let's go position by position real quick. Quarterback advantage. What do you think, guys?
I got Tannehill.
I'm going Kyler, man.
Mm. Wow.
I think Tannehill got the better matchup, but since I got AJ Brown to counter that, I would have to go with Kyler on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kyler because the Jalen Hurts matchup could be some points there in that game. Let's go to wide receiver.
To me, one more point. I think it's all about game flow. Philly with Jalen Hurts, it's a lot more run. The clock keeps running.
I got
it's not the three and outs by Philly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So less possessions for Kyler. That's the way I look at it.
True.
So it kind of evens out. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. I mean, I see it as Philly's defense is going to force Arizona to be one-dimensional, right? Like, I think it's – Philly's not great against the run, but they're not terrible, right? And I feel like they can hold up. They hold their own. So maybe that's why I love the way Tannehill's playing. If the play action's in play, Tannehill could easily get 4 touchdowns. I know Ryan doesn't want to hear that, but –
Now he can get 4 as long as I get 3.
it's a share the wealth, right?
It's a party.
Yeah, so I give the edge to Kyler. So did anybody else needs to go? Or Rye, I think.
Nah, I said Kyler.
Okay, all right.
Just because his feet alone, I think it's he can win that matchup.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's go to the wide receivers.
This might be the best receiver matchups. This yeah, I might have the best receiver course.
Definitely, yeah. I think so.
I agree. Okay. I mean, AJ Brown and Metcalf are like physical specimens, and then
no DK.
But they've been getting digged up the past 2 weeks. AJ's been limping out there. I mean, Brown has been limping out there a couple times. Metcalf came out the game.
Is it the ankle for AJ Brown?
Yeah, it's the ankle and the hip.
Yeah,
ankle and hip.
What do you need a hip for? Get in there.
Galladay obviously uses his hip for other things, but yeah, we're not here for that.
He needs it for his contract. You know what? You look at the matchups, AJ Brown against Detroit. Oh yeah, that's right. So you got Tannehill. I mean, if you're rooting for Brown, you're rooting for Tannehill. No?
Definitely.
Yeah.
But yards matter more for receivers. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Man, this is a hard one to pick.
I can't even pick that shit, man.
I mean, Metcalf has a tougher matchup on paper, but has Metcalf really been one of those guys that have been hindered by any matchup except maybe Jalen Ramsey, and he's still.
Jalen Ramsey, that's it.
I mean
I think the toughest cornerback matchup between these four is Marshawn Lattimore on Tyreek.
Yeah, but Marshawn ain't fast, man.
that's why I get burned by
Allen Robinson.
That's why I give the advantage. That's why I would, if I had to pick both sides, I would probably pick the Tyreek side.
Yeah, I give that a slight edge, just because, I mean, Jefferson seems to get 100 every week. Hmm. Not even trying, and they're trying to run the ball.
Oh man!
I mean, I would go watch.
Yeah,
just because
I was, dude. I'm glad you said it. I don't want to be the only person. So two people go watch. Let's go. Let's go to the running back matchup. And I mean, can I speculate and say Hines is going to be in there, or is that?
Yeah, I think he's going to put Hines. Or I mean, Gurley.
All right,
he might go Gurley.
Yeah. Well, that's his choice. That's his decision. And we have Cook and Sanders. I'm going to go to the Cook and Sanders side. I don't think this is a tough decision. No offense to his running backs, but, you know, you have complete backs. And I think Ryan mentioned it and Mike mentioned it. Jalen Hurts. And that doesn't hurt Miles Sanders.
Yo, Alex, real quick. Yeah. Going into the playoffs, before last week when Jalen Hurts started, how were you feeling about Miles Sanders? Because I know how I was feeling about him for you.
Great question.
I think I had talked to Mike about it the other day that I was like, you know, that could help him. So I was thinking positive, you know. Like,
no, but I'm saying before Hurts came, how were you feeling with how Miles Sanders?
Oh, right. That had to change things.
Nah, I mean,
I
was down, but I couldn't, you know, I couldn't sit him.
Oh, no, of course not. That's like me sitting Aaron Jones. Like.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, but I was not positive on that, but, you know.
I wish Aaron Jones had a running quarterback and not a throwing quarterback.
Let's see, though. It's 1 week. Let's see. I mean, if you look at it, Miles Sanders didn't really do that much besides that big-ass run. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, he did that, though. So you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, and two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's like saying, yo, Aaron Jones ain't doing much except that 77-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm about to kick London off his call, bro.
Nah, I mean, you
he's
know.
Way better position. I think you're in a better position now than you were 2 weeks ago when it was bum-ass wins.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. I feel a lot better going into this week. So. Yeah, but so, I'm gonna take the Cook side too. He's got both Cooks.
Max, what you got, Kamish?
Matchup overall, I got London winning this. But again, Ricky's been pulling, as Jason Witten would say, a rabbit out of his ass every fucking week, man. This week he'll go pick up fucking Wes Welker and. Fucking get him 15, 17 points.
Yeah.
So overall, on paper, for what, you know, I'm pretty sure the waiver wire is going to be used tonight. See what Ricky comes up with, man. But if he goes Hines, most likely Gronk. I don't think he's going to go Ricky, Gage again. He's waiting for one of the Miami running backs.
I think.
I think Ricky going to get what's his name? Aguilar from the
Raider home.
From the Raider. Because Ruggs is out or whatever.
Hold on. Let's all speculate because he's not here. He's not gonna see the number one waiver. So who do we all think? Let's go around the room. London, you said Aguilar, right? So Ryan, who do you think?
I don't look at other people's players to pick up, so I don't know.
How about you?
I don't know what's available based on what he's.
I think London playing him because he's like his sees his lineup like right next to the matchup shit every time.
I'm playing him, so I know. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think that's who Alex would probably pick if he was in Ricky's position. Who I think Ricky's gonna pick up, especially if he puffs the Magic Dragon a little bit more, is gonna be DeAndre Washington.
Oh
no, DeAndre Washington.
So he can have all the Dolphins running backs.
Exactly.
Start all three of them.
That's who I think he's honestly gonna pick up, but we'll see.
Lot thickens. This episode will be out by the time, so we'll be able to confirm. Flex, I think. Cook. Let's go to the tight end. I mean, he has Gronk, who I feel like that's gonna be in there. Cook against KC. You know what? You could do worse. You could do worse at tight end.
Like I said, I'm hoping for a shootout, maybe a touchdown, maybe two. But I'll give it to Gronk though, man. He's been more consistent, you know.
100%, I'm giving it to Gronk too.
Ricky might get anxious and start Henry on Thursday night.
I was thinking that too.
Okay. This will be out before the Thursday night game, so. You know, we'll see what he does. All right, what do you think?
Who's got a better tight end?
Tight end.
Yeah, I'm going Ricky's side.
Gronk, yeah. Got it. Flex wise, I think this is just pure speculation, but I still think Edwards is a solid play against Jacksonville. I'm gonna go to Edwards on this one.
Yeah, he's gonna have to shoot for the stars in his flex like he did last week, so.
I mean,
he's been like Mike said.
He's been doing it. He's been doing it all year.
Whatever algorithms he's running over there, I guess he connected with Pudi and they got all these magic algorithms and things going.
Let's go over to kicker real quick. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yo, how's he still projected 8.4? Yo, fuck Yahoo's.
Yeah, for real, bro.
Worst red zone offense. They can't do shit once they get inside the 20-yard line. Man, it's just
Mike, you picked him up right when I dropped him.
Yeah, he dropped. He got me through a bye week.
He got me through a bye week.
I dropped him, and then I knew someone was gonna go pick him up. I actually waited like a whole week and a half before I dropped him again.
I remember,
but I was like, fuck it, because I think you needed a kicker.
Yeah.
And then you was undefeated at the time, so a little defense, you know, but you still got him.
Yeah.
You still got him. Let's go over to defense. I'm a little afraid of the Tampa at Atlanta matchup, but we got two division games. So basically Indianapolis against Houston and Tampa at Atlanta. So I'm gonna push this matchup.
Yeah, me too.
Who he got again?
Indy.
Home against
division. I'll push it. I'm hoping that Julio's out, make it a little bit better. But
got it.
But then Russell Gage, wide receiver one's in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Receiver one.
Oh, got it.
Again, man, we all watch football differently. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, that's true. Right now we're all gonna watch this matchup. Who you guys got?
I'll go last.
I got London. I go London.
Yeah, I think, I mean, complete. He's got a complete team right now, and he's had a complete team all year. Again, he's gonna have to outperform, and like pretty much everybody here, we have to score lower points for us to lose. It sounds like we're arrogant, but that's what it is. Like,
no, that's just
we're supposed to score points, and when you don't, you lose. So, if Alex doesn't score points, he's gonna lose.
Yeah,
that hasn't been the case. Leading scorer in the league. Like,
I'm gonna say just from pure entertainment standpoint, I wish I can pick Ricky, but the reality is that you know that Presidents has put up points consistently all year, right? So. I mean, you know, Shooter's been on a hot streak recently, so you like the momentum. But I just love consistency, right? I know all year that President's put up points, so that's why I have to pick them.
On between both fantasy matchups, I think this matchup is going to be like in the 90s. I don't even think it's going to get to the 100s.
So you're saying that it's more of a chance that London is going to underachieve?
I think so. And Ricky, like I said, Ricky's hurting, I think, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Again, man, is Hines really going to work out with Taylor again?
Yeah, I know. I think you said it perfectly, because you take it and you run the 1 week that it works for you.
Right. But you repeat that same mistake, that shit going to bite you in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's me.
That's a tricky one. Anyone else this matchup?
Nah. You know who I got. You know I'm here.
Hey, guys, we got through it.
Hey, wait, real quick. You don't want to talk about John and Pudi's consolation fifth place game? Or
no.
No, I'm just kidding. Never mind.
who are those? Where are
nobody
those?
Nobody cares.
Those teams, they've been escorted off the continent.
They landed on the island safely.
Yeah. Oh, we can confirm that they have landed.
Still in air.
Yeah, Pookie has started his own endeavor. Shout out to you, Pudi. Guys, thank you so much for joining. Anything else you guys want to talk about? What are you guys thinking about for this week, NFL wise? Anything? What are you guys thinking?
I'm just glad I have another Monday night game. I'll know, like Mike said.
Oh yeah.
7 o'clock, and then I have to wait and watch Kareem Hunt.
Yo.
But I mean, look. Everybody here, I was telling P this jokingly, and then I looked at it again. I was like, wow, everybody here has all the four managers left has players who can win championship by themselves.
Exactly.
Every single person, whether it's Alec with Cook and Murray, Mike with Adams, Kamara, Rodgers, mm-hmm. with Henry and all these guys. And then now this guy got Taylor, Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I think this is why we're here, because we've had players who are powerhouses.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's a good observation. Yeah, that's true. How about you, London? What do you got for the league?
I'm excited for this weekend, man. You know, with Ryan and Mike facing off, I feel like that should be a championship matchup. You know what I mean? Like, their team is that good. And then Ricky's been doing his thing all year, so I give him mad props. So I know it's not gonna be easy, but we're gonna see, man. We're gonna see. I'm excited.
Good matchups. Both are great matchups. Like Ryan said, these are some powerhouse teams, I think. It's gonna be tough.
Here we are again.
I actually had a thought, but I forgot it. So, no, I got it. Imagine. Yeah. Playing in these last two games, no Barkley, no Christian McCaffrey, no Kelsey, no Zeke. A lot of big names that aren't in this championship game, both championship games. You know what I mean?
Devontae's a first round pick. Hook is a first round pick. Henry's a first round pick.
Hill.
Tyreek Hill first
Tyreek round.
Hill.
Yeah.
So they all panned out.
I mean, those are arguably the only first round picks to pan out. No.
For the most part, like consistently all year.
Kamara.
Oh, right. He got, right. Exactly. Okay. He panned out. But who else?
Pretty much it.
Pretty much it. But
what does that say about the state of fantasy football, though? That is that because of injuries? Or is that
construction of your team? I think construction, the way you go into. For me, I go into match. I don't like having players on shitty teams.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Unless it's like a wild waiver wire pickup like
James Robinson.
I had James, exactly. Well, speaking of another Jaguar, I won a championship with Cecil Shorts. I don't know if anybody remembers who Cecil Shorts is.
I do.
But it's garbage time Cecil. So, yeah. But again, I'm not that I was rooting against Ryan this past week. Last night was shit, man. When I was putting that gif of the fucking pressure, that was my fucking pressure. That shit was... And no matter how many times I smoked, that shit wouldn't go... It wasn't affecting me. But anyway, I wanted the easier road to me winning a championship, in all honesty, was Pudi winning last night.
So what were the range of outcomes if?
Because I would have been playing Ricky.
Got it. Okay.
That would have been again, you and Alex in the finals. So I'm getting.
And then it would.
Yeah, I couldn't play Ryan. That's the only person I couldn't play.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. So again, last night, man, my blood pressure was through the fucking roof. So I can imagine what Ryan and Armagon was going through.
Let me tell you a quick story about Ryan, right? So I was finishing up work late, and I think that I saw and I was like, holy shit, the game's about to start. I think that when Ryan watches the game, it's a little delayed than when I watch it.
Yeah, I was watching my stream because my ESPN be acting stupid on Monday night.
Bro, this dude was like 3 or 4 plays behind. When I tell you, I had to narrate the game for him via text.
I was sweating. I ain't gonna lie.
I need you to narrate this for me, bro. I can't catch up.
Bro, and Chubb took the lead like on the first drive, right? He gave.
Yeah, Pudi, I was like, well, that escalated quickly.
I think Pudi took the lead twice.
Wow.
I started with the lead, he got it, and then he had it for most of the game until Dobbins scored.
Then he got it again, I think. I think Chubb, because I think you were up by like, and then I think Chubb ran off like 2 or 3 runs where he got like 20 yards or something like that.
Yeah, and then I got it back when Dobbins got like an 8-yard run.
Yeah.
And then I got the 2-point conversion on
that. That was put you over. Oh my God.
And then after that, I saw it was 2-minute drive. I said, let's go Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, the only crazy thing that could have happened in those last 2 minutes is either Andrews or Dobbins fumbled the ball.
Dobbins did fumble it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I was like, oh my Lord.
That could have been the game last night too. So again, my blood pressure was.
And you know what else too? Kareem Hunt scoring that touchdown on that reception where he extended.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have stopped, Chubb is walking that in.
Could have been too. Yeah.
Kareem Hunt's the real MVP in this. I got to get his jersey. Mike, you got that? I can borrow that?
Nah, not yet. hopefully in 2 weeks.
Oh. Oh man.
Hopefully not.
I'm looking forward to seeing the matchups. I think
I'm excited, man.
I think this is the first time I've stuck around. I actually had to go look in my past history to make sure that I actually belonged in this conversation. But okay, I've been in the playoffs. I'm a 60% guy, so that's not terrible, right? I do respect every single one of you, man. I think obviously we have a champion who is pretty much the standard, right? We'd all would love to get on his level. We have one person chasing another ring, so that's always exciting, right? When you've already got one, you got the taste, you already know what it feels like. Plus, it's like it's pretty good to get the cash, right? Like I'm sure that'd be nice to come around. I wish. And then we got a guy that we already know that we expected him to be in the playoffs. I don't think that's no surprise, right? He came back and he's back here again. so it's like, dude, is this the year? That's the question, right? Like that's the, and I already see Mike looking at me like, nah.
It'd be a nice story to tell.
Nah, it would be a nice story, but.
Hey, we got to finish the job. We got to finish the job.
He would be considered the Grinch to me because the other three managers, if Ryan wins, the other three managers, you're taking away Christmas presents away from because we all got kids. So,
hey, I got gifts.
Yeah. Wow.
Yo, Uncle Ryan. I don't know.
Hey, I got nephews and nieces.
And that's the best part about this time of year. I mean, I could actually enjoy you guys, going through this. It's going to be fun. Everybody feeling confident. You got your game day jersey or ritual that you're going to go through. Before we go, what is game day rituals? What do you guys have? London, what do you got?
don't really got no game. I just go watch the games with my son, man.
So dude, this dude went 11-2. He literally just probably did random shit every Sunday.
Yeah, for the most part, like
kick out of bed, goes 11-2.
Bro, I literally won't wear a sweater that I got a loss in. Like, yeah, I think I have to sit a certain spot.
I think this is the year that I probably did like the least amount of, like, you know, I don't have like the NFL Network no more. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like before, I used to every year, like just binge on that shit. Like this year, I haven't even, no fantasy shows. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God,
that's the
truth. So I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna try it again next year. So.
How about you, Mike? What's your ritual?
Two things. You should know one of them. I get up on Sunday mornings and I clean the house.
Oh,
I get up in the morning. I clean the house.
Stop you from making moves on your lineup.
Yeah, exactly. Play defense.
Keep you.
and the second thing is there's three different pairs of underwears that are three different colors. Mm-hmm. And it depends on what players are going that day. That's the color underwear I wear on Sunday. Yeah.
You think that's crazy? You don't want to hear mine.
Like
I was lambs. No, I'm kidding. So, I mean, Pete knows, man, like I work Sunday mornings until mm-hmm. right before kickoff. So I'm training and it's hard for me to like check all these news. So I'm like telling the clients like, yo, hold on. Yo, I've been on a streak with these sneakers. I've been wearing every Sunday and the streak is going to continue this Sunday. So, I mean, I had to shuffle until I found some victory in some sneakers and it's been panning out. They're my lucky shoes.
Oh, that is amazing. I think I've seen those sneakers actually. You know, another funny thing is that when my season was going, when I would actually watch TV in down here, I felt like I wasn't getting points. So I
you would go up.
At some point, I would change everything that's going on here, and I would go upstairs to the living room. I'm like, no, this is where the points are. Why do we do that to ourselves?
Psychological, man.
Psychological.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
If it's broke, you got to do something.
No, this has been fun, gentlemen. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I know you all have very busy lives and we all are trying to navigate this new weird world with COVID. So appreciate you taking the time. Anything else before I sign off, gentlemen?
A-Rod, Devontae, let's cook.
Hey, when Henry matches both of them, don't be upset.
let's cook. Let's break some more records.
I will say that Pookie's car service is already booked, and Elimination Air, we unfortunately we ran out of fish and chicken, so just make sure you bring something on the plane with you, whoever it is. I will be remiss in my duties if I didn't mention that the music that you hear in the background is by Infamy. Make sure you follow him. Young, up-and-coming producer. I'm sure you've heard me mention him before. Thank you, Infamy, for letting us use your art. Thank you all for joining us. Make sure you join us next week where we have probably the last two teams standing. We'll also recap what happened with these gentlemen and their games. Hopefully everybody's alive to watch it and no one's died of a heart attack. So on that note, for Ryan, for Mike, for London, for Shooter, I'm Pete, and that's the Fantasy Standard.
Yes sir. Peace out, guys.
Peace.